Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015, on Thursday the 17th of April. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Lows, South Scotland, 998, and Biscay, 1007, losing their identities. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Etcetera, South Etcetera, 40s, southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5 later, showers, fog patches at first in Viking, good, occasionally very poor at first in Viking. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 4 to 6 becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East German Bight. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Southwest 4 to 6 at first in Humber, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery in Portland. Good, occasionally moderate in Portland. Plymouth, variable 2 to 4. Becoming southeast 4 to 6 later, thundery showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, west or northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, variable 3 or less in far southeast, otherwise westerly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 3 or less becoming southeast 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later, showers moderate or good. Irish Sea, west 4 to 6 becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Shannon, variable 2 to 4 becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northerly 4 to 6 at first in Malin and southeast Hebrides, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, variable 2 to 4 in south until later, otherwise northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic becoming west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4 at first in southeast, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, backing northwesterly 5 to 7 later, showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, north 5, slight rain, 13 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Stornoway, north 4, 14 miles, 1004, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by east 3, 13 miles, 1002, now falling. Wake Automatic, northeast by north 5, drizzle, 3 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by south 3, drizzle, 4 miles, 1000, falling slowly. Lucas, south by west 2, 13 miles, 999, rising slowly. Boomer, south 4, slight rain, 16 miles, 1001, rising. Bridlington, southwest 5, 1005, rising. Sendetti, light vessel automatic, southwest 2, 11 miles, 1011. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northeast 1, 1010, rising more slowly. Jazzy, east, 3, 24 miles. 1010, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, east by north, 1, 11 miles, 1010. Silly automatic, north, 1, 13 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southwest, 2, 22 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Aberporth, southwest by south, 4, recent rain, 30 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Valley, west-southwest 4, recent rain, 24 miles, 1006, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 5, slight rain, 6 miles, 1006, rising more slowly. Valencia, east-northeast 1, 24 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest 4, 22 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Malinhead, north-northwest 5, recent rain, 15 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, northwest 4, 16 miles, 1001, rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 16th of April. General situation, an area of low pressure currently lying over northeast Scotland will move away northwards during the next 24 hours. As a consequence, strong winds will tend to ease off, although most places will have further showers or longer spells of rain. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, in northwest, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south veering west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers until later. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, showers later. Good. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, variable 3 or less, mainly fair. Good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly, 4 to 6 later in west. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly, 5 to 7 later in south. Showers. Good. St. David's Head to Great Wormhead, including St. George's Channel. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally moderate until later. Great Wormhead to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west 4 or 5, backing south or southwest, then east or southeast later 3 or 4, occasional rain at first, then mainly fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Lochfall to Carlingford Loch. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain, then showers, becoming mainly fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, cyclonic, becoming west or northwest later 4 to 6. Rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. That's all from us for tonight. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States and Bangladesh, as some of the key figures in the global economy have been talking about the impact of tariffs on it, including the chairman of the US Federal Reserve.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent.
And the director of the World Trade Organization.
A decoupling between the two major economies could have far-reaching consequences. Our estimates suggest that global real GDP would be lowered by nearly 7% in the long term.
We'll bring you reaction to those comments and find out why the opening of an ATM cash point sparked a celebration on a Pacific island. That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. A month-long confrontation between the US judiciary and the government over the deportation of alleged gang members has deepened. A judge has warned of possible contempt of court charges against officials. Judge James Boasberg said the administration had shown deliberate and gleeful defiance of a court order barring removal flights in the absence of any possible appeal process. Jake Guan has more details.
The judge is saying that the White House must explain itself on why it did not follow the judge's order to turn the flight around. The White House had said that, the flight's already left. They could not turn the flight back around because already in the air. Now, the judge is saying that he does not buy this argument and that he could potentially find White House in contempt. And he gave deadline until next week to explain itself and explain exactly what the White House is doing to explain how they're fixing the problem.
The head of the U.S. central bank says Donald Trump's tariffs are likely to put at risk its goals of controlling both inflation and unemployment. The Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said the levies were higher than expected and would probably lead to higher prices and lower growth.
We are well positioned to wait for greater clarity before considering any adjustments to our policy stance. We continue to analyze the incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks. We understand that elevated levels of unemployment or inflation can be damaging and painful for communities, families, and businesses. We will continue to do everything we can to achieve our maximum employment and price stability goals.
President Trump says there's been great progress in trade talks with Japan after meeting a delegation from Tokyo, which is seeking a deal on tariffs. The discussions in Washington are being watched closely by other countries hoping to reach an agreement on import taxes with the United States. Vehicle and farming exports are expected